Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Last week, sheriff's deputies responded to a call of a stabbing incident at a residence on Manila. After interviewing the victim, who was being treated for several stab wounds at the hospital, deputies determined that there were two suspects linked to the incident. One of those suspects, 27-year-old Travis Morgan, showed up at the hospital an hour or two later, and he was arrested and booked on an attempted murder and a mayhem charge. The other suspect has now been identified as 31-year-old Manila resident David Bullwinkle. Deputies believe Morgan and Bullwinkle confronted the 38-year-old victim, and a physical altercation followed. The victim remains in the hospital recovering from his wounds, and Bullwinkle is being sought for his role in the incident. Anyone with information as to Bullwinkle's whereabouts is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies, along with members of the state's Cannabis Eradication and Reclamation Team, formerly known as CAMP, located and disbanded two marijuana gardens today. The first garden was found on U.S. Forest Service land off Service Route 1, where officers found more than 220 growing plants ranging from 2 feet to 5 feet. There were no arrests made at the scene, and the investigation into who tended the garden continues. The second grow was found off Monument Road in Rio Dell. There, officers pulled up more than 4,500 plants, ranging in size from 1 foot high to 4 feet high, and the search for a suspect continues. A sheriff's deputy on patrol near Harris and Harrison Streets in Eureka spotted 40-year-old Eureka resident Thomas Smith riding his bike while holding a package under his arm. When the deputy turned around his car in an attempt to contact Smith, Smith fled, dumping his package as he did so. He then led the deputy on a short chase that ended in the parking lot behind the blood bank. Smith had attempted to jump a curb while fleeing and failed, tumbling over the handlebars. Smith was taken into custody after the deputy found he had dropped about a pound of processed marijuana during the chase. Smith was booked into county jail on a parole violation and a possession charge. Citing the traffic department's continuing work in improving traffic safety, lowering traffic fatalities, and educating the public, the Eureka Police Department will be honored by the State Office of Traffic Safety at a ceremony on Thursday. The department's traffic safety program will receive third-place honors for a department of its size for setting ambitious goals for traffic enforcement, officer training, and public education. By focusing on reducing traffic-related fatalities and reducing the frequency and severity of injuries due to traffic collisions, the director of the state office will honor the department at 9:30 on Thursday morning at police headquarters in downtown Eureka. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Okay, Julian, I think I got all of this stuff working now. Roll music! And let me throw this switch here and put... Oh, wait a minute. What do I do here?
I can't take any more technical... Don't even tell me about it.
All right.
Don't want to hear it.
Well, just start singing, man!
There's things I can eat and things that I can't.
Jolene Roxbury brings comedy, wit, and creativity to the Saturday lineup, 7 to 8 p.m. on KWSW 980.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill authored by Assemblyman Wes Chesbrough today. The bill, AB 1886, requires the state aquaculture director from the Department of Fish and Game to coordinate efforts to develop aquaculture with industry representatives and other stakeholders in order to help the industry grow. Chesbrough said of the governor's signing that aquaculture is a clean, sustainable industry that Aquaculture is a clean, sustainable industry that has great growth potential in California, especially on the North Coast. The coordinator program is important to the continued growth of California aquaculture, especially when it comes to helping the industry to meet high environmental standards. And the County Drug Task Force, with assistance from Arcata PD and the U.S. Marshals Service, served two search warrants at locations yesterday. At the first location in the 1900 block of Upper Bay Road in Arcata, officers found and seized more than 700 growing marijuana plants and $2,300 in cash from a residence that had been turned into a grow house. At the second location in the 2500 block of Kelly Avenue in McKinleyville, officers found 145 marijuana plants and more than $57,000 in cash. They also arrested 57-year-old Hugh Lyles at the scene, and he was booked on possession and cultivation charges. And that's the news on this Tuesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.